But this, they levy it all, put pumps, canals back there, and you pump all the water out of there, drain it out, and you laid it out, put streets, paved streets all the way through there. They dug that deep in there. From the side where the street goes in there, they dug that in there, took that dirt and put it up, leveled off the lots and on both sides, made it look like the high land.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you remember the 27 flood here? Can you tell me about that?
27 flood? Yeah, I was living here.
Did it do any damage?
Didn't have the water we had this last water, though.
You did?
Mm-mm. The water just came up to the step. That's as far as the water got, 1927. It come up to the bottom of my step. It covered that to the street. That's as far as the water got at this height.
Why was it worse than 73?
The high water.
Because the 73,
about 18 inches
of water. In 27, we didn't have no levees here at all. You understand? And right there where my son's house is there now, in 27, he had 6 foot of water there where his house is. The whole town was flooded.
How much they had jumped? 18 inches.
I'm talking about 27, Mom. Not 30, not 73.
No,
the whole town, right on Front Street, they had walkway that high off of the cement. They built up. So you get out and walk up and get down into them stores, you know, to get into different places in there to get in and out. You had to get in them stores and build platform all over in there so they could raise all that stuff up to the roof, up to the ceiling up in there, you know, what stuff they had, you know, dry goods stores and the other places. That walkway, the back walks all the way around the Front Street there. They had 2 foot of water all over Front Street, they're better than that. All over, all that, just the all that was flooded all over across there. And the water just come up there to my step. It come over that old road. They didn't have no seawall in it. But 73, the seawall was put up, and they had one across the river there. And when water came down, had to pass between these two seawalls. It didn't go over to Morgan City, it didn't go to Berwick. Berwick didn't drown, and Morgan City didn't drown. So that little water they had in there had to pass in that channel here. That's how come it raised. They didn't have as much water in the river down there in 73 as they had in 27. 27 had much more water than we had in 73. But they had so much more room at Grand Lake that the water spread all over the, you understand? All over the woods for miles, miles across, 30 miles across. And this year, between them two levees, it's about 8 miles at the most, between them two levees there, if it's that. And all that water had to come through that one particular place right here. That's why it drowned itself over here in this place. If they dig the river down there, they won't have no water. If they go out for Baton Rouge, above Baton Rouge, and dig out to the mouth of the Mississippi River down there, they're going to have no water there either. You wouldn't believe this, but I'm going to tell you, but it's the truth. Around Vicksburg and them places coming up this way, the Mississippi River's bottom is higher than the land on the side. The bottom of the river is higher than the street, the bottom of the river. And the man told me that is a fact because he was a captain on one of them river boats. He said, you wouldn't believe it, but it's the truth. The bottom of the river is higher than the land on the side here, between the two levees. So they pass with them big boats and barges up there, on the top, he said, you got to look down like that at the houses down below.